12. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
I am very fortunate enough to be joined in the studio by two a lovely gentleman, Yates, Ben Yates, who's a local boy, and his partner, not partner, music partner, Rennie. Good morning, Rennie.
Hey,
good
morning.
And Yates, how are we, guys?
Yeah, we're good. Great. A little bit jet lagged, but...
I was going to say, so you're living over in Germany, of course, at the moment.
Yeah, that's right.
When did you get here and when did you leave Germany?
We left Germany a couple of days ago, and but we just arrived in Griffith yesterday, so it's been a long trip.
A whirlwind.
Yeah, yeah.
And why have you come back?
For a day in the orchard on Sunday, which is very exciting. And, you know, it's great to be coming back home and playing a show here because I think it's since high school that I've done something like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. How old are you now, can I ask?
32.
32. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been over a decade pretty much since you've done something like this here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be quite a few people keen to see you guys perform. For those who may not know you, may be new to town like myself, can you tell us a bit about your upbringing in Griffith and what made you end up in Berlin?
Yeah, well, I've always kind of reached for the stars. I was always a bit of an outcast here at high school. Mm. Mainly sport got me over to Europe, and then I hung the boots up and, you know, I've always had a passion for music, but I was a bedroom musician, and I guess I never really saw myself as doing anything, you know, doing it professionally. But, you know, then you meet people overseas, and that's when I met Rennie from New Zealand, and we just clicked, and we've been working on a lot of music together and just, you know, making our mark.
Rennie, can you tell me how you two ended up crossing paths and what the last few years have been like for you two?
Oh, well, I met Ben at a bar in Berlin, and I was playing drums for another band, and Ben just came up after the show and he said, I really like my drumming, and we sort of swapped like Facebook contacts, and then it was like still a few years like after that we actually finally started making music together, and then we sort of just hit it off as soon as we, you know, started writing, and sort of one thing led to another, and now we're in Griffith, you know?
Yeah.
Top of
yeah.
the...
have you been to Australia before, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, I've been a few times, and but no, first time to Griffith, for sure. So
First impressions?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's been very green.
I was going to say, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not a bad thing, because obviously you probably are aware, Ben, that we've had issues with drought last year, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
been very important to get some rain. And you're going to be giving us a special performance, obviously, very shortly, but what can we expect you guys to perform on Sunday at the Piccolo Family Farm?
Yeah, it's a mixture of, you know, I've got two EPs out, so a mixture of both of those EPs, because we recently, last September, we released our second EP, and we've also got some new tunes. We're going to have a crack at one of those, because we're working on an album at the moment, and that's why it's just a short trip this time in Australia, and we hope to come back very soon again. But, you know... yeah, it's just going to be great to, you know, try and get some local support, because I think that's the hardest thing about living far away and in a big city. You are quite isolated, and that's the beauty of meeting, you know, Rennie, and we work really hard on what we do, and it's just, yeah, this is what we do and we love it. And
well, you've done well to not only leave home, because I guess Griffith and the Riverina, it's a very tight-knit community.
Yeah.
So for you to go overseas to Berlin, which is one of the biggest cities in the world, to kind of work your art is pretty impressive. What's your reputation like over there? Have you been well received?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's like that's the funny thing about this. The music industry is basically, you know, in Australia, you've got your scene here and you've got also your German scene over there. So it's kind of sometimes tough to, you know, get that door opener. But that's not why I do this. We make a special type of music as well. And I like how unique the music is that we make. And we don't expect everybody to understand it. We just know we're good.
Yeah. And you're following, you know, what feels right in your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty sensational stuff. We did a bit of a sound check before, and I'm extremely excited to hear it very shortly. But you say, you know, you're being pretty well received over in Berlin, but we had a pretty interesting, I'd call it a negative review, mate, on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
This guy called Gary, this is the message he wrote. It's your latest post on your wall. Gary says he's absolutely disgusted with the response he got from you.
Yeah, and I'm all about good customer service.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, this is where you went wrong, mate. You gave Gary dodgy grass seed, poor advice, and poor retail response in capitals. Not good enough. Avoid this company. They suck. How'd you end up with that review?
I don't know. It's funny because there's actually not only Yates Gardening, but there's also Yates Yachts, and there's about, I don't know, five other rappers from the UK.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I'm the number one Yates.
I was going to say, you need to trademark that thing, like Kylie exactly. tried to take it off Kylie Minogue. Well, you did a very nice diplomatic response saying, you know, you do apologise on behalf of Yates Gardening, but it was not you at all. So hopefully he's tuned into some of your songs and seen what you can produce. And without further ado, I reckon we want to get into a song. We're going to have to do it straight after this one. What's the meaning behind this song you're about to perform?
Yeah, so this song's called Living on the Moon, and it was one of the singles from our latest EP. And I guess the song's about, you know, curiosity and what's out there, and also, you know, the sacrifice you pay in order to achieve those goals or to see what's out there. So, yeah, you know, living away, far away from home and how that's affected me. So
let's get into it, shall we? This is Yates and Rennie performing Living Moon.
Pack your bags, only grab the necessary things. It's time for you and me to get out of town. It's an emergency exit. Pack your bags, only grab the necessary things. It's time for you and me to get out of town. It's an emergency exit. Got a notification on my Facebook. Some news telling me the world is in panic. I got a notification on my Facebook. Some news telling me the world is in panic. Where are you going? What's out there? What's out there? I'm curious too. Where are you going? What's out there? I'm curious too. Whatever happens, finishing something before you start something new. Pack your bags, it's time for you and me to get out of town, to get away from this, a real goodbye kiss. I got a notification on my Facebook, some news telling me the world is in panic.
Want more Claire and Sam?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.